We are researching the Tuvan tradition of throat singing. Throat singing is a crucial aspect of the Tuvan culture, primarily in medicine, religion, and the arts. Throat singing is central to the Tuvan's animistic religious beliefs. Animism is the belief that all physical objects have spirits or souls. This is a fundamental belief of the Tuvan people, but also fundamental to the origins of throat singing. For the Tuvans, throat singing has a two-pronged meaning in their religion. One, it is meant to mimic the sound of nature, called mimesis, and two, it is meant to be a song to the spirits themselves, often larger, more important spirits, such as those of a mountain or a river.
We discovered in our research that the Tuvan listen to sounds differently than not only Western cultures, but most cultures around the world. For example, in Western music, when a string instrument is played, all strings must be tuned to the specific note. However, in Tuvan music, the instrument that accompanies the singing, the ijil, is tuned so that the strings are in the correct pitch relative to each other, not some set note. We want to discover how the Tuvan hear differently in more detail and how the way they listen shapes their music and culture. Medicine in the Tuvan culture, from a Western definition, is considered shamanistic. This is where the shaman or doctor alters the state of the sick person in effort to cure them. Throat singing is an important tool in a shaman's arsenal of treatment. In these states, when used for healing, shamans supposedly can get a direct knowledge about reasons for patients' problems and diseases. We would like to know how this affects the body physically. Now you will hear an example of the throat singing.
Yeah.
This was recorded on top of a mountain and demonstrates how the Tuvan sing to the spirits. This is representative of the mimesis aspect of throat singing.